This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
There's no husband in this room that can say he loves his wife with an everlasting love. Why? Because he's not everlasting. There's no woman in this room that can say, oh, I just love my husband with an everlasting love. She's not everlasting. It takes an everlasting God to show an everlasting love. I don't know how many weddings I've had, and I'm not being facetious, so don't anybody think I'm making fun of anything, where I've had weddings where somebody at the wedding sings, I will love you forever and beyond forever and beyond next Tuesday and forever. You know, the songs that are sung at weddings, and 2 years later, they're divorced. Maybe three. We say we're going to love somebody forever, but only God can say, I have loved you with an everlasting love because he's everlasting. And he can back it up by who and what he is. And then what does it mean in verse 3? I have drawn you with loving kindness. The way we win people to the Lord and the way we draw people to Christ is not through statements about judgment, even though that's what the Bible does, and telling people how bad they are and how wicked they are. We draw people through love because that's how God draws people. I have drawn you with loving kindness. You will not find a more judgmental book in the Bible than Jeremiah. A book that's rife, full of judgmental statements where God pronounces judgment on his people for their disobedience and rebellion and idolatry. And yet, it's the same book that says, I have loved you with an everlasting love and I have drawn you with kindness. Roy Blount grew up in Georgia. He's an author. He wrote a book called Be Sweet, an interesting title, a conditional love story, talking about his life. And in his book, he talks about his mother and about the fear of his mother, that his mother was fearful about everything. We can't go there because this might happen. Well, Roy, in high school, she would say, if you do this, this could happen, so you can't do that. Well, if you go with him or with her to this place, this might happen. And he said his whole life memory of his mother was her fear of everything. And he resented it. It bothered him that he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't do anything. The family couldn't do anything or go anywhere because of her fear. And then he said it wasn't until he was an adult he found out the reason that his mother had so much fear is that she was abandoned as a child. He found out she was abused as a child, that she suffered greatly as a child. And so what she carried into her life as an adult and even as a grandmother was her fear of everything. You see, Roy Blount's mother was drawn to fear, and so therefore she was attracted to fear. That's all she knew. And isn't it interesting? The Lord says, I have drawn you with love. The Lord wants to draw you out of fear. He wants to draw you out of bondage. He wants to draw you out of guilt of sin that you've confessed to the Lord, but you still feel guilty about it. He wants to draw you all out of that and draw you with love. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with loving kindness. Years ago, Psychology Today magazine had a story on what causes depression in children. Three great causes of depression in children, and I was shocked. I mean, absolutely shocked. That one that I thought would be mentioned in the top three was not mentioned. You know, what wasn't in there that I thought would be the death of a parent. And that's got to be traumatic for a child to lose a parent, and yet that didn't even make the top three. The top three things that cause depression in children, number one was family violence, to grow up in a home where violence was a part of life, and that was the number one cause of depression in children. Number two was the mental illness of a parent, the second greatest cause of depression in children. And number three was parental divorce. The third leading cause of depression in children was parental divorce.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.